So what are the issues for your service? These are just a few that have started to come to the surface. The first one, I think we would all say we do want good outcomes data, and it became apparent yesterday how few of you know your recurrence rates or your survival rates, and yet talking to you last night, you actually want that information. We have a lot of that already, and if we could get much more data coming through cancer weights, we'd be in a position to give you your local recurrence rates back on a six-monthly or an annual basis or whatever was relevant. Is this a realistic vision, a realistic approach? I think the vision is realistic. Again, it's the alignment of linking processes together to make it work. But a comment that's often come back to me from some of the clinicians here, and before we've talked to them about this project, is that you don't always know that these patients are back in the system. And I appreciate the increased pressure on all of you to discharge patients earlier. So when patients do relapse, are they referring back to you? Are they bouncing around your hospital, seeing other colleagues? Or are they going directly to your oncologists? So a real challenge about joining up patient pathways. And a lot of discussion about whether this is a group of patients that could or should or must all be discussed at MDTs, and what's the role of clinical nurse specialists. So it isn't just about data processes, it's also about the whole holistic approach of managing patients with recurrent disease.